News covers the Cowboys and Dallas Cowboys beat writer for a long time. Also was in New York for a while with the Jets. Calvin, with us on ESPN Central Texas. What would you consider, Calvin, to be a season of failure if the Cowboys don't reach a certain level in the postseason?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I would say you got to get to the NFC Championship game. Because say they win the division, right? You get a home playoff game. Say they beat Seattle again. Okay, we're all happy, right? Then they got to go on the road and maybe beat San Francisco or go to New Orleans again and try to win down there. And say you lose, and now we're in this cycle of this is the best we can do is get to the second round. So now you got to figure out, is there another coach out there that can elevate us to the conference championship game, to the Super Bowl? So to answer your question, yes, I think it would be a failure if you just get to the second round of the playoffs again, because that's what you always do.
Calvin, why does this team need to be scared to play like they did against the Eagles?
That's a good question. Dak Prescott was talking about that the other day. Matter of fact, it was after the game. And I don't know why. Maybe they were, as he said, sniffing themselves after they went 3-0, and they thought they were better than what they were. And then, you know, here comes New Orleans, and they get beat. Then they said, oh, okay, that was a road game. Then they go to Green Bay at home, and they get beat pretty good there. And then they go, well, let's go up to New York and beat the Jets. They haven't won all year. They're terrible. And they get blown out by the Jets, even though that game, the score would say it was closer, but it really wasn't. And then they go, okay, we're tied for the division. Here come the Eagles. The coach guaranteed to win, and now we got to get our act together. Well, that's basically has been their season. I don't know why they have to get scared to start playing better. That scares me, because I would think you would know that you should have the mentality like the Patriots. We want to beat everybody, regardless if you're 0-5 or 5-1. We want to beat you. We want to beat you up bad because we want a championship. And I don't know if this team has that mentality yet.
Yeah, that prevents you, even though last year after the Amari Cooper trade, they lost to the Titans, they did build momentum. They had a nice winning streak, and that was something that launched them into a playoff win against Seattle. But it keeps you it seems like that almost, as you mentioned, their MO has been maybe win the division, win a playoff game, and they haven't won many of those, but not get to the next level, even if they've had home field advantage. And a lot of it also, it seems, over the years with Dallas is they, and maybe this is human nature, they play their best or most urgent when they have to, rather than just methodically going about their business and building on one after another to where you peak for the postseason.
You know, I just don't know why they won't do that. You know, why they don't have that killer instinct in them. You know, Jason Garrett played with guys that has that killer instinct. The guy walking around here today, Charles Haley, who had a killer instinct, and whether he's with the 49ers or the Cowboys. And I don't know why these guys don't have that, where they feel like, you know what, we're just going to grind on people and beat them up good the whole year, and when we get to the playoffs, we're going to take it to another level. They just don't have that in them. Now, maybe they do, and maybe in the next 7 weeks or however long, yeah, 7 weeks, seven games rather, they will show that. But for right now, they have not shown that. They have that killer instinct. That's what it takes to win every week.
Calvin, the trade deadline is about a week away. It's less than a week away now. Last year, of course, they made the big trade for Amari Cooper, but they feel pretty confident in their roster. Do you see any possibility of them making a move? And if so, what position would they address?
You know, I think they should trade for a defensive lineman, to be honest with you. You can never have enough pass rushers, I think. Last year they knew they needed a wide receiver, as you guys know, because the receivers were basically garbage. And this D line is not garbage. It's a pretty good defensive line. But I think finding another defensive end, maybe another pass rusher, should help. There have always been problems with Robert Quinn. People say he gets tired as the season progresses. He's got a rib problem right now. the two inside defensive linemen are just okay. So if you can find an upgrade and a trade, I think you do that. But other than that, obviously you can talk about safety because I think that's a hot button topic. But if I'm trading for anybody, I'm trying to trade for a defensive lineman.
Yeah, and isn't that crazy? Because that seems to be that they thought was their depth, but I guess with Gregory, you know, he's gone, mm-hmm. right, it appears, for a while. Yeah. And then, of course, Irving ends up going south. That those are two guys, if you had them, mm-hmm. you'd be just fine. But you can't – you just sometimes have to deal with that. Are any of the offensive linemen, other than the bumps and bruises and aches and pains, with they've had Tyron Smith and Lyle Collins out and Martin Diaz with the back, are any of them – do they say much about, or have you heard anybody say that they're performing below what they're paid or what their level of standard might be?
I would say today I saw Lyle Collins, and he had, after every game, they give a player a championship belt. It's a green belt from the WBC, the World Boxing Council. And Lyle Collins was holding that belt today. I think he played outstanding the whole year. I think the left tackle, Tyron Smith, has played outstanding. Zach Martin has been good, not Pro Bowl good, but good. I think Travis has been good, and Travis has set standards. And that's okay because he's coming off the autoimmune deficiency disease that he had last year. So that's okay. We'll give him a pass because it takes about a full year to get back to what you once were. Connor Williams is the weak link, so we have to just deal with him until next year. But I would say overall, Elias is very good, I would say.
Calvin, this week, Zeke Elliott, you know, he had probably his best game of the season. He's playing okay, but maybe not even up to Zeke Elliott standards. Is maybe that, you know, some of that intensity that they didn't have, now that it's kind of out in him, do you think that kind of falls in line? You know, Jalen Smith had his best game of the season. When those guys break out, it'll seem that everybody else may follow.
Yeah, it looks that way. I think Zeke has been fine. He hasn't had the big chunk yardage that we are used to seeing, but the man's had, I think, three 100-yard games maybe in 7 weeks, maybe even four this year. Three. So I think he's been fine. There was one game they were getting blown out, so they couldn't give him the ball like they wanted to. So I think he's been fine. Will it filter down to everyone else? I don't believe in that theory per se, especially on defense, because defense is such a different animal in comparison to what Zeke has to do. Plus, Zeke's running behind other people who help him get down the field. So, but yeah, it was good to see Jalen Smith play well, finally. Vanderish is still not where I think he should be. We already talked about the D-line. The secondary has just been up and down. So, you know, I mean, they did get four turnovers in that game against the Eagles, but can they do it against the Giants next Monday night? I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. But did you think the bye came with all the bumps and bruises they have and trying to get some guys who last week played when they probably in some places wouldn't? And that's still, Calvin, I bring this up, I think, to you like every other week. They had this massive list. And yet, it looked like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of last week, man, they have nobody. I mean, Tyron, Lyle Collins, whatever. And then all of a sudden, everybody plays. Amari Cooper, like mm-hmm. they transplanted a new foot or something. How do they do that? It seems like they do that about as we could question them with a lot of things. But they seem to have players that do play when maybe others, I'm not saying others are soft, but I don't know if they would.
No, I just think they have a great training staff that gets guys ready to play, to be honest with you. There was a time last week where they needed defensive linemen to play tackle because both of their starting tackles were hurt. You know, they needed someone to play scout team, you know. So they do have health issues, but everyone's got health issues. If you look across the league, everyone's got people on injury report. The Eagles don't have the whole secondary. You know, the Patriots are missing people. The Jets are missing a quarterback for about 4 weeks. So everyone has issues in this league. The key thing is you got to, you know, have backups who can provide something for you to help you win football games. And your star players who are healthy enough to play, they got to elevate their games to help you win games. And we have not seen that enough with the Cowboys.
Anything else, Paul?
Nope.
Well, you don't like Calvin?
I love
Calvin.
You
want to have another question for him?
No, we're just kind of loaded up.
All right, Calvin. Thank you, my man. We appreciate it. Always appreciate it. Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News, covers the Cowboys at 4:15 with us on ESPN Central Texas.